sky and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high.
All right, we're back. Robert Booty is my guest, Institute of World Peace. And, you know, Robert, I've had a hard time organizing the Patriot movement in America. It's like they don't recognize what the free American can do to help educate people and turn them in the right direction. Any advice on that? Any comments on that?
Well, because when the Patriot movement stopped being a hobby, a reactionary movement, and stopped the mechanism and the trade of blame, and start looking within, we are the ones responsible for our government. And when we see that, we see that because this is the true nature of the American government. We the people ordain the government, and the government deriving its legitimacy from their own consent to that governing principle, that is the Constitution, that we hold so dear, okay? And when the American people, the Patriot Movement, recognizes that they are the problem, not the government, I say, look at you, Clay, the government is the consequence of the cause. And the cause is, the true government is the people. When the people relinquish their responsibilities and resign their duties, what do you expect?
Well, we don't. One of my email correspondents says, why are things the way they are? Because part of the reason is because we don't have the government we think we have. That there are people working very hard to shape the future, but their interests are diametrically opposed to the interests of normal human beings.
True, but do we stop there? If you find the result of what you have in the government as not what you intended to have, okay, what do? You just sit there and describe it and talk about it and go and make a movement to criticize it? No. Rein it in.
How do we do that? That's the biggest question. Now, after Waco, I saw what I was in Miami, and I watched what happened at Waco on television. And I swore
Brazil.
I would never do that again.
I was in Brasilia, Brazil, and I contacted the embassy, and I told them I offered my help intervening in that situation because I have under my belt few experiences. I intervened in the first Gulf War and the second Gulf War to a great and remarkable effect, in the first one at least. But we have to rein in the government, and that means if we form a committee like the Founding Father, 56 men, and march on Washington, D.C. Okay?
All right. I'd certainly be in that march and take place on that. I would like to arrest the people that have turned treasonous against the United States and our founding fathers.
Yes.
Hang on, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
We're back. My guest is Robert Moody, Institute for World Peace. And, Robert?
Yes?
Could the Institute of World Peace work with the Free American, use the Free American as a tool I designed it to be? I mean, that was the only thing I could do to figure out how to combat the evil that we saw at Waco without going out and becoming a terrorist, too. So it's to inform.
I guarantee you, by the mercy of God, by His name, Jesus Christ, that if we put the logs of our talents and understanding and allegiance and loyalty together, we will have a fire that will be shown throughout the world.
I was just up in Colorado talking to my sons, and I have... very, very intelligent boys there, men now.
Uh-huh.
And my son told me, Dad, you need to be going to the colleges. You need to be talking to the kids in college and telling them what's going on. And firing them up, getting their help, getting their support. By, you know, Robert, as a child, I went to a number of different churches, and I did not feel comfortable and feel right in any of those churches.
Well,
was I wrong about that, or was I actually being a little bit more insightful than most?
Well, as a minister for 45 years, I can speak with authority on this. My scriptural background, my orientation, and my teaching and my degrees, if you want my degrees. I'm a graduate of the University of Damascus. I'm a graduate of the seminary in Fresno. And I'm a graduate of the seminary in Panama City, Florida. A graduate of the Supreme Council with 2-3 PhDs under my belt, okay? The point is, here, when you go to church and you felt like you've gone to the whorehouse and you're married, how do you feel? How do you feel when you go to a whorehouse, brothel house, when your wife is waiting for you? Huh?
I don't know, Robert. I've never done that.
Well, I'm saying, imagine yourself, you're embarrassed.
The way I did feel, I did not feel right being in that church.
When the church betrayed the Lord, turned her back on him and licked the ass of the Pharisees and took the leaven instead of the gospel, and here is America. America is a case study for you, for me, for the whole world to see. America is the kingdom of God. The nucleus of the kingdom of God, and made it, look what we have done with America. The church is the number one traitor. With all denominations, with all due respect to those saints within those churches, but the church is a whore, and the church is described as such in the book of Revelation, and even in the book of Acts. They betrayed the Lord, and when you betray the Lord, you betray America, and when you betrayed America, you betrayed your family, and when you betray your family, by God, you know, you're no good for anything. He said, when the salt loses its savor, it's fit for nothing, for nothing. He didn't say it's okay. He could be a street sweeper, he could be an elementary teacher. No. A Christian who had lost his faith in Christ, that doesn't mean he became an atheist, no. He is a fundamentalist, and he is a preacher like all these big gurus that America is following, okay? But lost their savor, fit for nothing. And if there is justice in this land, will be justice in this land. And let me say this before we close. The Lord said in Hosea, I will give her the valley of Achor for a door of hope. You don't know the Bible, you don't know this. What happened in the Valley of Achor? The Valley of Achor, they caught Achan, the traitor, the one that wanted to start the Federal Reserve, or even way back in the time of Joshua. Okay?
Okay.
And they stoned him and his family and everything that he possessed. And the Lord said in Hosea, and I will give her the valley of Achor for the door of hope. The door of hope is not hope. It is that leads to hope. And if we don't bring the traitors like they brought Achan down to justice, now that's not summary justice, that's American justice, okay? Justice, and that's then we will have a chance to hope for recovery. As long as we tolerate treason and unrighteousness and all this evil, we can't do it. But we must, like I said, we must rein in our government to do this.
I was just scanning or perusing a book called The Art of Mental Welfare, and the man who wrote this was in PSYOPs, and he said he was started in the war on terror, and he says, Brigadier General Butler stated war is a racket. It doesn't have anything to do with freedom and democracy. It's not good fighting evil. They're just a bunch of old, greedy gangsters,
yeah,
making obscene amounts of money and breeding hatred, violence, terrorists, and sexual.
Fighting evil with evil is spreading evil, and it's the best way. Dialectics, you see, they don't teach logic in our schools. They don't teach them in university. You have to specialize, especially in logic or philosophy, way up in the graduate level before you know what dialectics is.
Hegelian dialectics is what they do to us. They offer us a solution. They run 22 million illegal aliens in here so they can tell us we need a federal ID card.
Let me give you a little definition, clear definition of what dialectics is. Dialectics is like you have two teams of football games, okay? Two teams. You have to have two teams to have a game.
Right.
Okay? But two teams and the game don't constitute the whole thing. Those that control the teams and the spectators are part of the game. So when you have a coin that have only one side, have you ever seen a coin with one side?
No.
The Republican and Democrats, I am a life member in the United States Senatorial Committee, the inner circle, and I have been there, and I go there for counseling and discussion and arguing and debating and all that. And I got to know quite a few people over there, okay? But all they do is they talk about the Democrats, what the Democrats do, and then when you listen to the Democrats, they talk about nothing but what the Republicans are doing.
And George Wallace told us there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats.
Yeah, there is not. There is not, absolutely. Absolutely.
And, of course, they shot him, too, right?
Yeah.
Robert, you know, I think my son's right. I think, and you know, I come from a long line of preachers, too. My grandfather was a Methodist preacher.
Thank God.
And, and I think he was a Methodist preacher in the days before what's happening now and the corruption of the churches. But, you know, maybe I missed my calling. Maybe I was supposed to be a preacher.
Well, you can incorporate all this good preaching under your little umbrella, and you would be fulfilled as well.
Well, I think so. And I think, you know, And I don't want to tell people, I formed the militias around this country for our defense. I helped form them.
Wonderful.
And, you know, I talked to college kids back in 1996, and they were afraid of me. They were afraid of me. I said, why are you afraid of me? You heard that I was a member of the militia, right? Yes, yes. I said, well, and I asked them how old they were. And when they told me, I said, boys, you are the militia, not me. I'm too old. I just do this because I know what needs to be done.
So if we devise, if we sit together and put our minds together, we could devise a program with all the technology available to reach colleges and high schools and universities in no time whatsoever.
I will tell you this, and I'll tell my audience here, if I've got the backing or the support that I need to get an issue out every month, I will travel the country. I've got a truck and a fifth wheel. I've been just spent the last 2 months making sure everything was operating properly, welding the axles after they mysteriously broke, welding the fixing the trucks after it mysteriously broke, and fixing the computers after they mysteriously broke.
Uh-huh.
But I've got... I've got a fifth wheel. I've got a Harley. I've got a mobile office, and I will travel anywhere in the country and do the show every day from anywhere in the country, and speak every day at a different college if I can.
Yeah,
and you know, I pledge this magazine and this website and this radio show to support any organization out there that supports the Constitution and supports the Bill of Rights and supports the Declaration of Independence.
You bet.
I
here, for one, need all your support, and I pledge my support totally to you.
Thank you, Robert. That means a lot to me.
Yes.
That means a lot to me. It's like, you know, finally, God is on my side.
Yes.
Always has been.
Amen.
Just the people around.
I am the way, the
truth, and
the life.
Gotta take a break. We'll be right back with Robert Booty and the Free American, Clay Douglas.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. My guest is Robert Booty. And, Robert, it really means a lot to me. I need an institute. I need somebody behind me. It's just been me for a long time. I've got people here now. They can handle the house, feed the animals, and answer the telephone, take orders. We've got ways to order the magazine and to do advertising on the website, freeamerican.com. We've got a chat room on the Free American right now, and Nevis and Elvis are on there, chat room. You're welcome to join to Free American chat room. And, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, Robert, but There has never been a more critical and crucial time since I've started since Waco than right now. They pulled all the stops out because they know they've been discovered. They know they've been pinpointed. They know that there are more and more people realizing what they are. And people like Ron Paul, running for president, has been reading the Free American for years. He knows what's going on, and he's telling the truth, and he's getting publicity and getting the kind of support that he deserves.
Yes, amen, and he deserves to be.
If I got the donations that I need in today or the support that I need today or the advertising I need today, I'll have Ron Paul's picture painted on that fifth wheel on at least three sides.
Yes.
And Free American and our subscription number on there, because everywhere I've gone, I've stopped and I passed out Free Americans, and people are glad to get it. They're happy to get it.
Yes, yes, yes. When we tap into the energy, the national energy, the mental energy of our people, It's a resurrection from the dead. Look at Ezekiel 37, the valley of the dry bone. You speak to them, and they stand up as a great and mighty army. But I emphasize the necessity that the logs separated won't make a good fire, but the logs together will make a great fire.
That's right. That's right.
Unquenchable.
The demonization that they did to McCarthy, that they've tried to do to me, it doesn't take when people sit down and read and listen. And, we started this country with our Bill of Rights that gave us freedom of the press. And they've taken that away by devious means. Of course, the Mossad's motto is warfare through deception.
Uh-huh.
And let me ask you about that.
Yes.
No, I just rebel. There's a couple of groups out there, the Aryan Nations, that came up fairly, good in support of white people. And by the way, Syrians are white people too. You're the children of Israel.
The children of Israel are the children of Syria.
Yes. The government's done the best to demonize Syria, to demonize Iraq. We've killed over 1 million Iraqis. For what reason? They were not there to invade us.
But you see, again, back to the same point. George Bush Sr. took his advice and his orientation in the whole planning of the Gulf War one from Billy Graham. Billy Graham told him that the Bible, now he can go to the Bible without Jesus Christ, without what Jesus taught. He can go to Jeremiah and pick up a text like 50 and 51 and tell him that Iraq is supposed to be completely uninhabited. So they are really merciful when they kill 1 million people in 3 years. They are very merciful. They want the whole thing to be.
They killed 50 million when they took over Russia and formed
the
Soviet Union.
Yes, this is what the...
And they're going to do that here. I believe that's what they're setting us up for. My film, The True Face of FEMA, they say, in case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people. In other words, they want to line us up on a Kmart parking lot to get vaccines for something that doesn't exist. And by the way, folks, just for your information, those vaccines you're giving your children at the threat of being getting them kicked out of school or getting thrown in jail or you getting thrown in jail, those vaccines you're giving your children, here's the ingredients. MSG, antifreeze, formaldehyde, aluminum, glycerin, lead, cadmium, sulfates, yeast proteins, antibiotics, acetone, neomycin, streptomycin, mercury, monkey kidney, dog kidney, chick embryo, chick eggs, duck eggs, calf serum, aborted fetal tissue, pig blood, horse blood, sheep blood, rabbit brains, guinea pigs, heart, cow heart, and animal viruses. Yeah. Ask your doctor to shoot himself up with that vaccine before you give it to your kids. Ask him to drink a little bit of it. But, Robert, they're planning on this bird flu. They've set us up for the bird flu, which is the same thing as the swine flu that we released on the world in the First World War.
Yes. Yes.
And
yeah, because...
the only way I can recommend people protect themselves is find the smaller towns, take over the smaller towns, or start smaller towns called Liberty Villages around the country.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And grow your own food. Raise your own animals, and don't let the government come in and chip your chickens. We got to take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. You're listening to The Free American with my guest, Robert Booty.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right. If you want to get the free American, if you want to be a part of it, if you've got a business or a product you want to advertise, call us at 888-678-1444. And Robert,
yes,
you know, I've been called anti-Semite because basically, if you tell the world that Israel's got 400 nuclear weapons and Saddam Hussein and Iran have none, you're anti-Semitic. But I refuse to believe that a whole people, one of the tribes, if they're Ashkenazis or if they're really of the tribe of Judah, I just refuse to believe that a whole people are evil or bad. I think it's our government that do that. The Mexicans that are invading this country are being driven here by their governments and allowed in by our government. What is the what is your opinion of the Jewish question? In this issue of the Free American, a rabbi from Australia says the Zionists were as responsible for killing the Jews in Germany as the Nazis were.
Well, this is part of the religious survival mechanism. If one dies for the nation, better than the nation perishes. So, but let me give you a little glimpse of a very important historic event. During the Napoleon reign, he called all the rabbis of Europe to a conference, and he told them, support your nations that you live in and stop supporting both sides of it, because he found out that the wars he fought were financed by the same people that financed him. And so the Sephardic Jews, all the Sephardic, the true real Jews of Europe and the Middle East, agreed to do that. But the Ashkenazi rabbis vehemently but secretly rejected that. And from that time on, the Ashkenazim decided that they will find an occasion to liquidate as many Sephardic Jews as possible. And during World War II, through the Nazi, the word Nazi is National Socialist Party, like most people believe. No. Nazi is the other side of Ashkenazi. It's the Ashkenazi reign in Germany that liquidated the Jewish people. Okay?
Yes.
Here we are. So, and we are facing Ashkenazim, Judaism, a Judaism of the rabbinical order, not of the biblical order. It's the Talmudic Babylonian, and that's for the Babylonian, the Babel, the Babylon that we talk about in the Bible.
And that's the foundation and the beginnings of the Masonic order, too.
No. They infiltrated Masonic orders on a large scale.
Yeah, the Adam Weishaupt, who was working for the Rothschild.
Yeah, true. But that's their business. But see, the founding fathers were Mason mostly, but they weren't of the Illuminati.
That's right. And okay. the founders of Texas were Masons too.
Yeah.
And they did they freed Texas.
So don't throw the baby with the bathwater. The Masons are wise builders, but when you politicize, even politicize the church is no good, then a certain segment in Masonry are corrupt, but Masonry is not. Okay? And they don't have secrets. All their books are available.
Isn't that the same thing? The Catholic Church, the Rothschilds took over their financing and their banking 200 years ago.
Of course.
The Jesuits made pretty much the secret order of the Catholic Church. So the same thing's happening to Jews around the world. They're being the Zionists are stepping in and changing their religion. I mean, the rabbi in this issue, the Free American, says if you're Jewish, you should avoid Zionism like fire.
You like fire,
and the
yeah.
Christians, they're doing the same thing for the Christians, and they're demonizing Muslims, too. What's the truth about the Muslim religion?
What's the truth about the Muslim religion? Well, Muhammad and Ali, Muhammad was a Christian, and Ali was a Christian. Both were baptized in the cathedral in Mecca. The pastor was Waraka bin Nawfal, who was the uncle of Muhammad's first wife. And he taught him the gospel. He taught him the gospel. And then he wrote all these things. Like, look at Billy Graham, for instance. Billy Graham wrote a lot of books. And they are about the Bible and all that. The same thing. Allow Muhammad to write what he wants to write that he gleaned from this pastor. And he called it the Quran, but then they killed him. And in certain anti-Christian elements in the Quran and made Islam, which is really surrender to God, it's a movement within the Christian church, and at least in the Arabian Peninsula, to reform the church. And I could give you a very powerful insight into why Islam spread the way it spread. Okay, but not right now. But here, they converted this movement, and they call it Islam, into a very powerful anti-Christian movement. And you know the rest of it. The rest of it is Islam is a reactionary religion full of devotees, okay? And what I mean reactionary is that the Zionists use the extreme fundamentalists among the Muslims to do the things that are accused of doing, like bin Laden and other people, to justify the establishment's reaction, like war on terrorism. You have to create the terrorists first, and you have to train them, and like they did bin Laden during the Afghan resistance of the Russian. Okay, they train them, and now they are harnessing that training into world terrorism. They control 100%.
Yeah, I've said the war on terror is a war on anyone in the world that is opposed to one world government and one world banking.
True, true. But the means they use is their own use. They own, they control terrorism. They train them. They finance them. They arm them, and they use them. And then they go and, if they really wanted bin Laden with all that campaign in Afghanistan, I could have caught him myself. I literally offered, through some of my connections in Syria, to go and hunt that SOB, but they told me. They told me.
Bin Laden and the bin Laden family are simply Bush partners in Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
And Bush Sr. has always operated like that. He was partners with Saddam Hussein. He sicked him against Iran. He was partners with Manuel Noriega. Manuel Noriega provided the cover to bring the drugs into America through Barry Seal and Bush's other partner, Bill Clinton.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So...
And that's this whole Mexican invasion. Every one of those, about every one in every 50 Mexicans is bringing methamphetamine and cocaine and marijuana into this country.
Yeah. That's the army that the establishment is going to depend on to recreate America again.
That's after right. And they're running the Mexicans in on us the same way they ran the Jews in on the Russians from the beyond the Pale.
Yeah.
Pale settlement, where they'd been for living peacefully for 200 years until the Zionists stirred them up. And they're doing the same thing with us and the Mexicans. They've killed 48,000 Americans so far since 9/11. And we've done nothing to stop them from coming in.
Yeah, true. Because we are not focused yet on the real target. The real target is we have to rein in our public servant who had really gone out of control.
We've got George Bush up there advocating trying to abolish posse comitatus, trying to abolish habeas corpus. Now they've got a committee to determine whether, if you're talking about the real Jesus and the real religion that he advocated, then you're potentially a domestic terrorist today. Isn't that true, Robert? Isn't that what they're trying to say?
Yeah, well, what will stop them? We must be absolutely foolish not to see that 100 years ago or 150 years ago.
They have the most well-refined mind-controlled tool ever created. It's called television, and they don't call it programming for nothing.
The people who opposed Abraham Lincoln, opposed the war, the same thing like we are doing today, they were jailed, they were killed, they were arrested, they were tortured.
The people that we deify today were basically the outlaws there. Jesse James, robbing the trains, robbing the bankers' trains, robbing the bankers' banks, standing up for the South. And, they're cult heroes today, but they were criminals and terrorists back then.
Yeah, well, the same way the Founding Fathers were.
Yes.
Well, I'm not advocating robbing banks but if you rob a robber, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's accurate. And You know, again, that's a problem we have.
Yeah.
I believe we ought to arrest and try the congressmen and the senators who have abandoned their oath for violating, basically violating their oath to defend the
Constitution. They committed high treason. They committed high treason.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
And when, this is our number one duty, believe me, if we do not convey this message, that our number one duty is to rein in the public servant, beginning from the top man to the bottom one in the county, government, we have no business talking about it. But if we have the right to talk about it, only because we are going to support and back our talk with action.
Well, that's that seems to be the big stumbling block that we've got, because we have been conditioned to rely on the police or the military to handle any problems. But what happens when the people that control the military are the problem?
Yeah.
And that's where we're at right now, isn't it?
The public, the army, and the police is nothing more than a machinery. It's like a big bulldozer, you know. If you put the wrong guy on the bulldozer, he will bulldoze your house. But if you put a man who knows what he's doing, who will create a track of houses that the whole country would live in. This is the difference. The difference is control. The difference is leadership. If you give the military leadership and the police leadership, American leadership, you got the whole thing changed. We can't complain about the result if we do not want to do anything with the causes. Are we there?
You know, we go out and we elect a congressman, but we can only elect the people that we know about. And just like the National Rifle Association, the one man they should be supporting is a man that's never voted for an unconstitutional law. That's Ron Paul. And yet they didn't even put him on their website as a presidential candidate.
I attended the conference that all the candidates came and spoke except him in Washington, D.C.
The one man that they didn't invite, the one man that would do everything that they say they want, but they're not inviting him.
Well, I think they infiltrated the idea of the NRA, and they are making the NRA, demonizing it to the point like it's going to be the second South. The second South that needs to be subdued. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And when the NRA is subdued, and they are helping in that process, 5-6 million American who believes at least in the Second Amendment are going to be finished. So when you have that shield is removed, the shield of protection removed from our midst, what are you going to have? China is willing to send 10 million Chinese troops here to establish order, to maintain order. What
That's
are you going to do with 10 million?
The Chinese how to speak English. The Chinese troops.
You know, my son is a judge and told me, he said, Dad, defending the Constitution in court is like speaking Chinese in the Windsor Palace.
Most of the judges will tell you right up front, don't bring that Constitution into my court.
Yeah, don't bring it. So you see now the gravity of the situation, Brother Clay?
I do.
Okay.
I do see the gravity.
Oh, the gravity then demands equal weight in the mind, the preparation, the argument, the stand, the stamina, the energy required to combat this, especially when we look inside of ourselves, as a nation. You see, I look at our national memory, because memory is what creates consciousness.
Yes.
Our national memory is like your truck, and you have a broken, let's say, truck, subverted truck, mysteriously broken, okay? And you are towing a trailer behind you.
Yes.
You have no access to the trailer until you stop and take inventory of everything you have in it.
Yes.
The same thing. Our nation is towing its national memory way behind it, and no access to it whatsoever.
It's why I put the words of our founding fathers in every issue of the Free America.
Okay, I would like for you to emphasize that people must qualify to take the oath, which is the last statement of Declaration of Independence, if we're going to have anything going.
Well, I took an oath to do that at 17 years old, to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And to all you veterans out there, there was no expiration date on that oath. So, you know, you're our one hope. You took that oath. Rise up. Man with us. We all need to be free Americans. We'll be right back with Robert Booty.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Robert Booty. And Robert, you want to tell people how they can help you and how they can get in touch with you?
Yes, P.O. Box Our address is P.O. Box 1604, Loma Linda, California, 92354. And the phone number is 909-795-2768. And my cell phone number is 909-801-9383.
Give me that P.O. Box again, Robert.
P.O. Box 1604.
And zip code on that, Loma Linda?
92354.
All right. Robert, we're almost out of time here. I want to tell people, if you want to make a donation, if you want to help get those Ron Paul signs up on my trailer, if you want to get the next issue of the Free American out in a timely manner in January, it takes about $5,000 to print 10,000 copies. We need that much in advertising and or donations. So my number is 888-678-1444. And, Robert, I'm about to do another hour on the blog talk. And which people can hear on the Free American.
Tom,
you're welcome to call in to me at that number, 888-678-1444, and we can carry that message and carry our theme forward.
Another hour?
Yes, sir, if you want. It's not nothing obligatory or anything about it.
No, I would like
if you'd like
to say I'm committed to answer the questions and discuss the things and give you the biblical insights that have been simmering in my heart for 50 years.
All right, sir. Well, you're doing a wonderful job of it.
Thank you.
And I hope that we can, my marriage wasn't successful, but I hope a marriage between the World Institute of Peace.
Yeah, the Royal American Institute, the Royal American.
I'm sorry. Let me get that down.
Yeah.
Properly.
You have my card, didn't you?
Yeah, but actually, my wife got off with it.
Okay, I'll send you some. Where are you located, by the way?
I'm located in Bingham, New Mexico, right beside White Sands Missile Range.
Oh, okay.
It's the smallest town in New Mexico, still on the map, and maybe the reason is because it's the closest to White Sands Missile Range.
Is that on Highway 70?
380. Highway 380.
380. Okay. I am coming back, Lord willing, from Oklahoma, and I would love to see you if you have any time.
I've got all of the time in the world for you, Robert.
Okay.
If you want to come down here, see what I've got planned for Liberty Villages across the country.
Okay. Give me your address.
2943 U.S. Highway 380
U.S. Highway
Bingham, New Mexico
380
Yes, 380, 380
Oh yeah, I traveled that when I saw you.
Yes sir, well we're right in between there. There's a rock shop on the south side of the street. I'm on the north side. And if you want to call in, Robert, we'll continue this conversation for one more hour. 888-678-1444. Thank you, folks. God bless what's left of America.